I want to preach on giving God your everything. Tonight, as young people, there's a lot of things that are pulling at us as a growing generation. There are things as young ladies that maybe I can't go into detail for sake of being in public, but there's things that pull after you young ladies that are trying to draw you away from God. There's things that are pulling you young men trying to get you out of the hands of your parents. It's so sweet to hear these young men sing and to be so happy and ready to run to the mic and begin to sing. But let me remind you parents, there's a devil in hell, and I've faced him myself growing up in churches trying to grip your babies by the nap of their neck and rip them out of church and out of the safety of your arms. Listen to me, young people, this thing is real. This thing is not a joke. This thing is not for us to play or play games on God. If you see, and I'm reading to you the story about Ananias and Sapphira. As we know, they sold something and came in to give some money to the church, and they realized that they were lying and trying to fool God. They were trying to fool Peter that day. And so Peter realized it and said, "You're going to die." Fell down dead. They held something back on God, Brother Dennis. Young people, let me tell you something. You can sing all you want to. You can come in and get your hair just right and put on that tie just the right way and impress the elders. But let me remind you, young people, it's not a formality. It is not a show today, but it is a matter of life and death. Let me remind you that the scripture says, "Sin, when it is finished, bringeth forth death." Ananias and Sapphira, they had a taste of death because they lied and tried to hide something from God. They tried to keep something back and said, "I'm giving it all." But God and the Holy Ghost knew their heart that day. The Holy Ghost could grip their insides and realize that they were holding back on God. So as young people, it's easy to come in and try to have the formality down, Brother Dennis. It's easy to come in and try and impress the preacher, try to shake the hands, but I'm trying to preach to you tonight about something bigger than just a handshake, something bigger than just grabbing a mic and singing, "Oh, how I love Jesus." But young people, there should be something inside of your heart, young ladies, young men, that when you go after God in the house and you try to sing a song, that maybe you shouldn't be afraid to let a tear fall down your eye, that maybe you shouldn't be afraid to raise those hands, for God said, "With which such sacrifices, God is well pleased." So in Acts chapter 5, an example, you know what? I bet Peter, if he could have said anything to Ananias and Sapphira when they walk in, you know what he should have said? "Let's be honest. Let's be honest. Ananias, don't come in here and try to lie. Young people, don't come in here and try to fake it for me or for your parents. But tonight, I want you to be honest with yourselves. I want you to imagine it's just me, you, and God in this building. And he knows every secret of your heart. He knows the crevices. He knows what you said to your friends. He knows which boy you're laying up late at night on the phone with. Young people, God knows every secret of your heart. And if you ever want a real power with God, you've got to get rid of the sin. You've got to get rid of the sin." So being raised in church at the age of 7, grew up a few years, and next thing you know, I'm a preteen, and I'm a teenager, and I'm in middle school. Some things start happening. Maybe some little things are put under my nose trying to get me to sin. And I realized that mommy and daddy weren't at school with me. I realized that Pastor Dennis wasn't there to help me. Pastor Parrott wasn't there to reach out his hand and say, "Son, don't take it. Son, don't do it." Young people, you've got to have something real inside of your heart. What are you talking about? "I'm saved, Cody. I'm saved. I'm a long time ago." But let me remind you, there's a deeper walk with God that you can feel him inside of your heart than when you're at the schoolhouse, than when you're on the job. You'll have something real inside of you to lead your loss to God. I'm reminded, let's be honest. Let's be honest tonight. In the book of Ruth, we know that Elimelech died. Malon and Chilion died. And there she was with Naomi. And wasn't long after that she was starting to show up a little bit. Let me say, she was starting to show up to church a little bit. After that Boaz came to her and said, "Look, I know everything about you. I know about Elimelech, and I know how that you're with Naomi, and I know about it all." You know what he was saying to Ruth that day? Let's be honest. Young people, you can't get away from it with God. You have a pure heart, for surely God is good to Israel and to them that are of a clean heart. Listen to me, young people. You've got to love and want power with God. If you want to get long in your life up, if you want power with God, if you want to make it longer than 5 years serving God, you've got to have something real. something real, young people. You say, what are you doing? Are you trying to act better than me? I certainly am not. I certainly am not. In fact, I'm the lowest of you all. It just took me a long time to realize that I needed something on my own. It took me a while to realize, young people, and I don't want you to make the same mistakes, young ladies, to give in to sin, and young men to give in temptations and to fall subject to the powers of the devil. But I want you to realize, what do you have to do with God? Let's be honest tonight. Let's be honest tonight. In Exodus chapter 5, let me draw back your attention to Moses and Pharaoh. Moses and Aaron came to him and said, let my people go. A simple statement, let my people go. Being a wicked man, he said, who is the Lord? Why should I listen to that? He challenged the Lord that day. You know, he was trying to say to Pharaoh, hey, Pharaoh, let's be honest. Let's be honest. Let my people go. Whether you want it to happen or not, one way or another, my God is going to get us out. But no, Pharaoh was not honest. Pharaoh, God hardened his heart, and he kept on trying to hold them captive, the children of Israel. So if I got my math right, it was like 7 chapters later and 7 plagues later and 2 miracles later that finally God had to deliver the children of Israel. But Pharaoh had to be stopped because he wasn't honest. Nehemiah, when he went to build the fences, he saw it was torn down. It hurt his heart. Said that he cried and he wept. Realized that a work had to be done. Young people, there's a work for you to do in this church. It is not up to the elders in just one youth Sunday that you get up and sing and try to do something for God. But it is our duty as young people to revive the spirit of the old. Am I right, sister? It is our job as young people to keep the fire inside of the house of God. Where has the fire gone? Where has the fire gone? My God, no wonder we've got people dining on hell, slipping out of our grip every day. Our family lost and not coming to God because we're not being honest. Anyway, Nehemiah, he realized that there was a work to be done. So do you know what he did? He got real honest with himself and with God. He realized that he needed some help. So he was honest. He came to the people and he said, look, there's not enough of us to build and to protect the wall. It's too big. It's not going to happen. There was honesty. There was honesty. Honesty. So what did he do? He made a realm of safety. He said, fellas, if you ever hear this, I want you to come to the trumpet and God will fight for us. Young people, this house is your trump. Your work is out there. You've got to live in a way that's going to lead your loss to safety so that they can be saved too. Young people, let's be honest tonight. What are you saying, Cody? I don't want you to come up here and to confess to me that I can't do nothing for you. I can't help you, young people, if you tell me what you're fighting with. But what do you have to hit your knees at an old-fashioned altar and quit holding back on God. Quit taking those secret things in your heart that could be the very key to this church to fly off in some more success. And you've got to hit your knees and say, God, I'm being honest. Parents, let's be honest tonight. Well, I just want little Susie to be able to go to prom. I just want little Joey to be able to be a kid. I just want them to be able to experience life. Listen to me. Coming from a young person's perspective, when a parent says, I just want them to live, when a parent says, I just want them to go to prom one night, next thing you know, here comes a baby carriage. Next thing you know, you got your baby addicted to alcohol because they slipped off that night with some people that you told them to not be with. But because you let down your standard of holiness, those young people and those babies are slipping from our grip. Elders, church, parents, we've got to hold tighter to holiness. For without holiness, no man shall see the Lord. That doesn't mean just you, but that means your babies. Young people, elders, we've got to be honest with God tonight. We've got to have a pure heart. A contrite spirit. I'm reminded of the scripture, Brother Dennis. Abstain from all appearance of evil. I don't care what denomination we say we are, but the scripture says to abstain from all appearance of evil. Young people, how are we going to lead this lost and dying world? If we dress like, if we act like the world acts, We've got to show them the hope that is within us. Can I get an amen? We're not going to lead this world, brother. We're not going to lead our lost children in to God. If we're dressing and acting like them, they're going to say there's nothing different. There's nothing different. You see, David, he said, but as for me, my steps had well nigh slipped. He was afraid and he was upset with the prosperity of the wicked. We've got to stop looking at the prosperity of the Joel Osteen and those kind of people. And we've got to realize if we hold to holiness, God will provide the increase. Let's be honest. I know there's good people in this building. I know there's a good pastor and a pastor's wife. People that are ready to work. Just sometimes we need reminded. We've got to give it our all. We've got to give it our all. God, over 2,000 years ago, created man in his image and in his likeness for the sake of a relationship. It wasn't too long that man had messed that up too. So guess what God had to do? He had to provide the blood of bulls and goats to recover for the remission of sins. But that wasn't enough. God realized that he had to give it all, Brother Dennis. God himself said, I have got to give it all. So do you know what he did for me? Do you know what he did for you? He said, I'm going to send my son to save this lost and dying world. And when he sent his son didn't just hang on a cross for 30 minutes. His son didn't just come down and bleed for 5 seconds. But my God, he gave it his all. My God, he gave it his all. Young people, you've got to get excited. My God, young man, and you've got to get your heart in the right place. Go ahead and laugh, young people. Go ahead and laugh, young people. But when you're the one with the needle in your veins, you'll be calling the preacher. It's a serious thing, young people. It's a serious thing. My God said he would supply all of our needs according to his riches through Christ Jesus. So why do we go after Joel Osteen? Why do we go after Oprah Winfrey and her principles? Why do we go after the Hannah Montana and the Justin Biebers and the Eminem and all those kind of people? They never promised me that they would supply all my needs. They never sent no one down here out of love for me. They never did anything for me. In fact, they don't even know my name. But let's be honest tonight, young people. If you want that God to supply all your needs, what do you have to do tonight? Let's be honest. Let's be honest. As everybody stands, somebody comes to the music.